Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I don't think y'all heard what I just said. I said, bless the name of the Lord. I still don't think you heard what I said. I said, bless the name of the Lord. Come on, I need to see some hands. Come on, why I gotta tell you, lift your hand. I said, bless the name of the Lord. We done went over this many times. Didn't you open your eyes this morning? Come on, you ought to bless the name. Did you get up out of your bed? You ought to bless the name of the Lord. Are you breathing? Can you see? Can you talk? Can you hear? You ought to bless the name of the Lord this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. I said it in camp meeting, and Jalea read it last week. I will bless the Lord at all times. How often? How many still going? Your alarm still going off at 1 o'clock when I talked about camp meeting? Mine goes off every day at 1 o'clock. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, and praise is always necessary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to the word of God. Glory to God. Get this iPad unlocked. Glory to God. I forgot to turn this off. Let me turn this screen off. There we go. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to read 10 verses. The words of the preacher. Y'all ready? You know you got to talk to me now. The words of the preacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem. Vanities of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanities of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? Sir. Oh, nursery. Bye-bye. They may be gone already. Nursery gone? All right, good. Where they go? Go ahead, nursery. So y'all can jump up and down and make noise. I thought I'd done something wrong for a minute there, boy. He stopped. My heart dropped for a second. Never interrupt me in the middle of my... What'd I do? Flashback, boy, when I was a kid. Boy. Woo. Woo. All right. Get out of here, nurse. All right, let's start right here. One generation passes away, and another generation is coming. But the earth abideth how long? Forever. Come on. Here we go. The sun also arises, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sun is not full. The sea is not full. Y'all see that? It's still not full. He run into the rivers and not full unto the place from whence the rivers come. Thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Verse 10, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It hath been already of old time, which was before us. Let's go to Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I what? Come on, I am the Lord, I what? Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Hebrews 13:7-8. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, what? The same when? Today and forever. I want to speak real briefly with you. I know this is not correct English. Ain't nothing changed. Glory to God. God said, I'm God. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still God. No matter if you happy, you sad, you rich, poor, sick, or whatever it is. He said, I'm still God. Ain't nothing changed. And I got a, this is a refresher for you this morning to let you know God hadn't got kicked off the throne. He didn't miss his chair when he sat down. He's still God and ain't nothing changed. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Guess what? Ain't nothing changed. He's still God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No matter what problem you're facing at home or at job or wherever personally, ain't nothing changed. God is still God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me find my place. Today is a refresher to remind you. I'm going to change this. Give me one moment. It's a glare on my pants. To remind you that God is still God and that he has everything already worked out on your behalf. He still loves you and wants to see you prosper and healthy. There are a few things that we must do much more of that will get the power of God to operate in our lives on another level. And one of the things, and I'm going to talk mostly about those things, is I believe is at the top of the list. We must go out of our comfort zone and letting just coming to church and living right be enough. We must not let that be it. God's purpose for coming here was this and remains this, to seek and to save that which was lost. That's Luke 19:10. That's what he came for. Ain't that what the word say? He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Guess what you ought to be doing? Come on now, talk to me. What do you ought to be doing? Seeking to save what? That which was lost. God's power has not diminished, and he's given that power to you. Luke 10:19. Therefore, behold, I give unto you what? Come on. Behold, I give unto you what? Power to tread on what? Serpents and scorpions and over some of the rule of the enemy. Oh, all of it. Then let that scripture be real in your life and stop arguing with your husband and your wife. That's from the enemy. You got to argue. That's from the enemy. Tell me, you show me when Jesus argued with them folks. When they accused him of stuff. What did he do? He spoke the word. Why are you arguing with your child? You speak the word to your child. And nothing, watch this. Once you do that, watch this. And he goes on to complete it with this. And nothing by what? Any means shall what? Hurt you. Ain't nothing changed. That hadn't changed. That's still the word. It's still the word. And that hadn't changed. Come on, let's keep going. His word will never pass away. That's Luke 21:33. You don't have to turn there. His love hasn't faded just because a few thousand years have passed. Romans 5:8 says that. But God commended his love toward us in that while we yet sinners, Christ died for us. His love's still there. The Passion Translation reads, he proved God's passionate love. His love hadn't passed. It's still here. It's still available. Ain't nothing changed.